Well, it's interesting. Like you said, it doesn't come up a lot in churches. You know, I've heard a lot of sermons over the years. I mean, it doesn't come up a whole lot. But yet, there is a fine line between caring for our bodies and obsessing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's also a fine line between, you know, okay, maybe I'm not the best at it, or just flat out neglecting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Apostle Paul did say in 1 Timothy 4:8, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. So even there is a hint that, you know what, there is some value in looking after your body, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. We need to take care of it. If we don't, you know, people may find it difficult to take our testimony seriously if our bodies are in such a way that to them they're like, you don't take care of yourself. How can I believe what you say, right? You know, not eating right, not exercising could be a sin if we damage the reputation of Christ by our appearance. And I'm, you know, trying to say this, you know, in a delicate way because I don't want to offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, focusing on it can become an idol, as it does for many. I mean, like, look at the, you know, people who stress out in the gyms and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get that adrenaline high of going to the gym and all that kind of stuff. I mean, like, yes, do exercise, but don't obsess over it. You know, just take care of yourself, but do so in a way that honors God with your body, not to the point where you're just like, people see, oh, they're always at the gym.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be different if you're like in competition for weightlifting or something.
Well, your job is to do that.
Yeah. But if you're like the average person does not need to go to the gym, you know, as much as like, say, a bodybuilder, right? So you have to have balance. That's what I'm trying to say here. You have to have balance in all things, your body included, you know, so some exercise, some proper diet is good for the body.
Absolutely. I think it's so funny because you took like a completely opposite direction from where I thought this question was going. So it said not to take good care of your body. And I was just expecting, well, yeah, like you need to take care of your body. But I think that it is so often not addressed where, you know, it could just jump so far the other way where... is that really taking care of yourself? Because maybe you're doing really good taking care of your body, but how's your mind now? You know what I'm saying? Like, how's your soul when all you're doing is like fixating on like an image that maybe you want of yourself?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, both extremes are not good.
Yeah.
If you let your body go to like, I mean, like you've probably seen this too, where there's these like, you know, rescue shows on TV where they have to tear down a wall of the house to use a forklift to lift somebody out of their house because they've just let themselves.
Yeah, that's
so
really
huge.
Sad.
And that's, man, that brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, that's really sad. And I can only imagine God like looking down just like, man, like just have love for people and to see them in this state where they can't even, you know, like go to the washroom themselves. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Without someone helping them. It's really, really sad. So.